Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks very much. This is the B segment, as we said, 1024B. So I think you will want to, I hope you will want to go back and listen to 1020. That was our 20th anniversary podcast. We did both the A and the B on longevity. This is a great interview because it is a subject near and dear to my heart, that is on circadian rhythms. And as you know, from a standpoint of conflict, I did co-author What to Eat When and the What to Eat When cookbook, which are based on how your circadian rhythm changes your metabolism. Dr. Agun Julius, J-U-L-I-U-S, is an associate professor of electrical, computer, and systems engineering at Rensselaer Polytech, one of our great engineering universities, although they probably want to be called a total university with a strong bent on engineering. But Rensselaer Polytech in just outside Albany, New York, and Troy, New York, is outstanding. And Dr. Julius, as you'll hear, has a number of honors that we'll go into. But before we do that, I should tell you that we are sponsored, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. I am Dr. Mike Roizen, and this is the B segment, always the guest segment. The A's are the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. We're brought to you, as I said, by Persona Nutrition. You can discover vitamins and supplements personalized for your needs. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. And I should tell you, I just saw the figures. They're growing like wildfire, having grown substantially by more than 50% this year. You should see what others are seeing, because this is a really unique and wonderful site where you can take that personalized assessment and get recommendations, talk to a nutritionist, all at no cost, no obligation to you, mypersona.com. Dr. Julius is the guest who's brought to us by our sponsor. He's an associate professor of electrical, computer, and systems engineering at RPI Rensselaer Polytech. His research focuses on the intersection of systems and control theory and systems and theoretic computer science. Much of his work aims to understand how human-centric lighting, that is, lighting that's designed for you, but we're going to find out what he really means by that, can impact your circadian rhythms. Professor Julius serves as an associate editor for the IFAC journal Nonlinear Analysis Hybrid Systems, the IEEE Transactions on Automation Science and Engineering, and the IEEE Control Systems Society Conference Educational Board. He has been awarded a number of awards, and he completed his postdoctoral studies at the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Dr. Julius, for talking to us. Tell us, what do you mean by human-centric lighting?
First of all, thank you, Mike, for inviting me to your show. So human-centric lighting has something to do with the fact that lighting is a very important factor that influences everybody's circadian rhythm. So when you're talking about human-centric lighting, you're essentially talking about the kind of lighting system that is aware of how lighting influences somebody's well-being and health and productivity.
And we're often told, at least I've been speaking on this many times, about the use of red wavelength only light after 7 or 8 p.m. and at all times in the bathroom and bedroom at night. Is that something you study, or is it studying one blue wavelength, or do you study the differences between, for example, UVA, B, and C, or what do you, tell me some of the more specifics that you do.
As you mentioned, not all parts of the light spectrum are equal in terms of their impacts in our circadian rhythm. So it is has been long known that primarily light in the blue spectrum has greater impact in our circadian rhythm. But basically, my study has been based on a quantitative look into how circadian how lighting and sleep, for example, impacts our circadian rhythm. So that is to say that we are looking at mathematical models that describe how lighting and sleep and circadian rhythm are interconnected, and how you can, for example, optimize your lighting schedule and your sleep schedule so as to maintain or adjust your circadian rhythm.
I do a series of radio spots on USA networks and a set of radio shows in upstate New York, nine stations in upstate New York, and that are done at 6:32 in the morning. The hosts always tell me that they get up around 2:30 in the morning. So they're on like a shift, three and a half shift, not even a third shift, but three and a half shift. They say that the first thing they do is they turn on the lights in their bathroom to try and wake themselves up, and they have a cup of coffee already brewed. Is this type of thing what you study, or how do you study it? Do you study it in real people, or is it animal models, or how do you do this?
Well, so there are existing models for how, lighting, pharmaceuticals, sleep interact with our circadian rhythm. So far, we have been using models that have been derived by other researchers through human subject experiments. But the real challenge here is that when you're talking about such models, they typically are derived using other people's data, right? So the people who are involved in the studies. And there is a big question whether, such a model will be a good fit when you try to apply it on yourself. So there is a big interest in trying to personalize this approach. So that is something that we are very interested in, and we are actively performing research in. So we want to be able to, for example, look at biometric data that we collect from individuals and use that to build mathematical models that is tailored to this particular person, and as a result, we can expect to get optimal schedules and methods to regulate this person's circadian rhythm using data that is generated specifically from this person himself, him or herself.
So many of the third shift workers, I work at the Cleveland Clinic, and so we have to have a large number of nurses, nursing assistants, security, et cetera, physicians work during the night. And they often rotate from one shift to another during the month. So they might spend 2 weeks on night shift and then 2 weeks on day shift. And some obviously trade to say, all I want to do is work at night, and some enjoy that because then they get to work during the day all the time. How does, are those preferences rational, or do they just, in other words, when you think about that, or when you study it from a model, can you predict whether a person will do this in advance or will want to do this based on some biometric data, and what biometric data helps us?
Okay, yeah, so that is a very good question. So rotating shifts is known to be a risk factor because, you know, it interferes with your circadian rhythm, and it can lead to some negative consequences in terms of, alertness, and, there can also be some health consequences.
Increased traffic.
Yeah.
Increased traffic accidents when you are shifting like that. Yes.
That's correct. So that is something that, it's a challenge to our circadian rhythm. So if we have a model, a personalized model for the individuals that are involved in this kind of rotating shift, then what we can do is we can compute the optimal lighting and sleeping schedule for these people so that when they follow this schedule, the expectation is that they can best maintain their circadian rhythm and best align their natural rhythm of alertness with the tasks that they have to perform at work. You also asked, I forgot to address your other question regarding the biometric data. So biometric data this is the idea behind the use of biometric data. So when we're talking about circadian rhythm, this is not an entity that we can directly measure, right? So the circadian rhythm is essentially a biological phenomenon that takes place in our body, and it is regulated by processes in our brain. Now, if we want to measure directly the circadian phase of a person, typically, the clinical standard for doing this, and you may be aware of this, would involve measurements of various hormones that are modulated by the circadian rhythm. Now, if you want to have a system that can, for example, talk with the lighting in your office or the lighting in your bedroom, or the alarm clock in your smartphone, this type of measurement that involves, hormone extraction and so on is not very practical. So we are thinking of using biometric data that you can gather using smart wearables. So you can think about your day-to-day activity data. You can think about your heart rate data, skin temperature, and so on. Now, these are signals that are modulated by your circadian rhythm. And so the idea is that you want to gather as wide array of such signals as possible and use the information in the signal to figure out the state of your circadian rhythm and use that in the feedback that involves, regulating your lighting and your sleep.
So that's, if I understand what you just said, so that's what you're currently studying to say, can we use the biometric data to optimize your pattern for living optimally? That is, can we use that your biometric data to tell you what would be ideal for you and to help you, maybe with changing in lighting, etc., to figure out how to do that?
Yes, exactly.
And do you have and I forgot to ask you before we went on, and I usually do, so I apologize that we're doing this on the air, but do you have a website that we should look for? Is there a Julius Lab or at RPI or some other website we should go to?
Yes. So I do have a professional website, but it's not exclusively on circadian rhythm. But I do invite you to visit the Center on Lighting Enabled System and Application, of which I am a member. This is a center that looks at various applications of smart lighting systems, and circadian health and productivity is a big focus of the center. And I can leave the center website, or I can maybe email it to you if that's easier.
Why don't you just tell us so our listeners can get it?
So the website is Lesa, that's L-E-S-A, .rpi.edu.
So the first letter is L-E-S-A?
S-A.
L-E-S-A dot R-P-I for Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute dot E-D-U is the website. You can go and find out more about Dr. Julius's lab. Dr. Julius, this has been a wonderful discussion. As usual, we are brought to all of us by Persona Nutrition. You can find supplements and vitamins personalized just to you, and it's an amazing thing if you can imagine that. I take my personalized supplements, you can too. You can take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. That's at mypersona.com. And at least while they're a sponsor, if you go to mypersona.com and /Roizen, that's my name, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a substantial discount on your first two orders, as I understand it at this time. That's mypersona.com/Roizen. This has been episode 1024B of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. And I hope to have Professor Julius on again, so when he's gotten a little further advanced, so we can find out what biomarkers and in what way. Maybe he'll even tell us about a watch or device that helps us, so that we can find out if you're a morning person, what time you really should be turning the lights down or changing your eating or food or... if you will, your lighting or temperature habits in your house to be able to optimize your sleep pattern. And maybe we can even tell that to some of the radio hosts and TV hosts who work those weird hours. Yeah, the morning show hosts do get up at 2:30 in the morning so they can be prepared for the day ahead. Dr. Julius, thank you very much. Again, the website is lesa.rpi.edu. Thanks very much, Dr. Julius.
Thank you very much, Mike.
And thank you, Caitlin, for great engineering, but especially thank you, the listeners who've downloaded us. Remember the A segment. We have a great A segment this week. By the way, last week's special guest on the B segment of 1023 was Marion Nessel, who talked about Let's Ask Marion. And again, I want to refer you to 1020 A and B, because we went through the radical changes in longevity that are really going to change all of our lives by 2030. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.